Hello.
This is a call back from customer support.
Yes, I'm looking at my bank statement online, and I've seen that I paid $59.95 to you, and I don't know what it was that was for.
All right, let me get your zip code. Let me look into it.
My zip code is 85379.
All right, I appreciate it. Okay. Rep out your name for me.
Donald Verhaelen.
All right, I appreciate it. Rep out your address for me.
15267 North 140th Drive. Surprise, Arizona.
Okay.
Unit 1083.
Appreciate it. All right. I see that you have our wireless mini parts at the shipping cost of $36.90. Sir?
I didn't understand you. Wireless what?
Earpods, earbuds.
Donnie, you got wireless earplugs?
Yeah.
Okay, so was that buying them?
Sir?
Was that cost for buying them?
Well, let me check the price out on these first.
No, it should have been $6.75 shipping only.
Well,
let me see what product is wireless mini.
I got charged $59.
Oh, yes, that's how much they cost. That's the price of them.
Let me talk to him. Hello.
How you doing?
Good. So I did the survey. It was on my bank that I did the survey. And they offered the earbuds and the watch for free, but I just opted for the earbuds. I paid the $6.75 shipping. And then they tried to do a charge for like $29. I forget how much they tried to charge. And I called and she canceled that and said I'd only be charged a $6.75. So I don't know why all of a sudden it's coming back up.
Why is it coming on my account? Well, I didn't get that. Tell them it's on your dad's account.
It's on my dad's. It came up on my dad's account.
All right. Okay, I see that $36.90 has been refunded, and that $59.95, that's the cost of the parts.
Okay, well, that was never in the agreement. The agreement was to pay $6.75 shipping, and we're doing the survey. It was through Chase Bank, and the only thing was to be paid was the shipping, and she confirmed that with me.
Yes, it's a 14-day trial that was started. And
well, I don't understand that. The pods are subsidiary or something that you could get at the dollar store. And I wouldn't even have done the survey if it didn't say free pods. And then $6.75 only to be charged later on down the road for them. I wouldn't have done that.
Okay. Yes, sir, but you won't be getting another charge, though, because how much the earphones cost?
Well, there shouldn't have been a charge anyway. The lady on the phone said there'll be no more charges and it'll be refunded back.
Yes,
and it was a thing through Chase Bank, a survey that you get the earpods and a smartwatch, and you know, just to pay the shipping, and then when it charged the $36, the money you're talking about, I told her that I didn't want it. She said, well, you'll only be charged a $6.75 shipping, that's it, and no more charges. And I did receive the AirPods. They're very subsidiary, something that you, like I said, you'd get at the dollar store.
Hmm. Okay, okay.
But it wasn't authorized to pull out more money out of Dad's account.
Yeah, that's what that was. It was just a 14-day trial. That's why he got charged. What do you got charged with? Hold up. Okay, I see that the 29 came with the health watch, too. Health watch in the pods.
Yeah, I never got that watch either. And I don't know why that was tied to Chase Bank survey. There was nothing that said trial basis or anything got on it.
Why did he go to the website?
We paid a $675 with shipping.
Oh my God. Well,
yeah.
Yes, sir. That's yeah.
Scam shit. I've had that happen before. Scam. Yeah. So, so is it? Well, I don't know what Chase is doing, allowing them to do these scams. I did that to me before on a lot. And I said, no way. And my bank got my money back. We'll have to do that too. It's so good result.
Jerem?
No, no, sir, I couldn't hear him. I was trying to listen.
Well, it sounds to me, this has been done to me before,
mm,
where I bought a watch online, and they didn't ever send it, and then they took the money out, but I never got it, and then I raised hell with them, and when I was trying to go through the internet to find out why, where was it, everything popped up that this was a total scam, and then that's when I called my bank and told them what I'd seen on the internet, and they went ahead and they got my money back. But but why? I can see why it's on my account, because I guess I paid. But that had nothing to do with me. And honestly, I think he should call his bank and tell them that it's a scam. And unless you want to go ahead and let us return it to you and refund my account. Otherwise, we'll have to do that.
All right. Well, you can send it back into the warehouse, and the warehouse will refund you in full.
What?
As you can send it back to the warehouse, and the warehouse will refund you in full.
Oh, it will? Let me get my son to get the information. Hold on.
All right.
Okay, where do they need to be sent back to?
Excuse me. All right, 1 second. I'm about to put it up now. Wow, this minute pause. All right. 11551. East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
And then what do I put on the packaging so they know it? I'll send it back.
Wireless mini pods, and I'm going to give you a cancellation number to write on now, so.
So you guys will be able to track it?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. What is it?
If, as in fast. Three. If, as in Frank. 9966093.
Okay, it's raining today, so I'll get those off. I'll overnight them.
You don't need to overnight them, UPS.
Or UPS them to you with that. And what's that number for? That's
it's a cancellation. That's called what? Cancellation number.
Okay, and then pulling up that number, once you get them, you can take that money off.
Correct.
All right, and how long does it take once you get them to put the money back in?
I'm not sure, sir. How long did what has to take the refund? And normally it'd be between 3 to 5 days.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too.